Yesterday we covered the six melachos that were we mentioned don't have that many practical applications, and those are the melachos that kind of go into really the nitty gritty of sewing together a fabric, from making the threads to actually making the full fabric itself. And we said there are not many practical applications, and so that is kind of the breakup in the middle of this category of 13 and making the cloth to finish up the category of making the cloth. So we have we've done 9 so far. So the 4 final malachos of this category of 13. So there is kosher, matir, tofer shnei tefiros, and korea amanas letzpor shnei tefiros. So what are each one of these things? So hakosher. So this is tying a knot, hamatir, and untying a knot. So there are a few malachos that we have throughout the entire series that are pairs. These pairs go together quite well because there's tying and untying. So what do they used to do with this in the Mishkan? Well, when they were making, and how does this go into the making of an actual cloth or an actual fabric? So they used to dye the fabric with some sort of a dye. You know, they have to catch the chilazon for the techeles dye and things like that. So in order to catch it, so they would need nets. So to make nets, they would have to sometimes break apart smaller nets and connect them to larger nets, and they would have to tie and untie the ropes of the nets to complete a full net to catch these snails. So that's where the tying and untying came in the Mishkan. So how is this relevant to us nowadays? Well, any instance of tying and untying could be a huge problem because of these malachos. So therefore, when it comes to tying shoes, you could have an issue. When it comes to making a tie, there could be a halachic issue. So the two general rules when it comes to tying and untying is that if it's an artisan's knot, and meaning like a professional knot that only some sort of expert would know how to do, and it's a kesher shel kayames, which means it's a long-lasting knot, which we usually define to last more than 24 hours, then it could be an issue. So for example, let's say, so there are many ways to make ties. So a tie couldn't be a real issue with this, because let's say when I take off my tie, if I could pull it from both ends and it just gets to be a stronger knot in the middle, right, and it doesn't totally unravel, then that could be a huge issue. So some people make their ties and you pull both ends after you take it off, and the knot in the middle just unravels. Sometimes it just gets stronger. The way I make my tie, it just gets stronger. That's just how I've always made a tie. So what I always do on Shabbos, just to kind of preclude any issue of a malacha over here, so I always do my best to totally undo my tie on Shabbos after I put it on. So let's say I put it on Shabbos morning, so when I take it off Shabbos afternoon or right after Shabbos, I try to undo it totally so that it doesn't last for 24 hours and therefore it won't be a kishos al kayamas. You may be concerned that you may fight back and say, wait a second, why is that considered an artisan's tie? Well, there seems to be a machlokas. Some people consider it to be an artisan's tie, like a professional kind of a tie. Some people don't. Why? Because not everyone can make a tie knot. Not everyone knows how to do it, so therefore maybe it is a professional knot. So there are there is room to be lenient when it comes specifically to a tie, but again, this also applies to shoelaces and things like that. Tying the strap that they have around like a cake when you get from a bakery, I would highly recommend probably not untying that, because usually that is like a double knot. I'd rather just rip it or something like that. That would be probably more ideal. Okay, so that's kosher and matir, so tying and untying. And then finally, hatofer shtei tefiros. So this is sewing 2 stitches, which basically means, how do you violate the malacha of sewing, right? So this would come into play in the Mishkan when there was a hole in one of the curtains and they would have to sew it up. So to sew it up, so you have to put the needle in once and then go out once to make a stitch. So the way the Mishnah describes it is shtei tefiros, is 2 stitches. But if you want to violate the malacha, all you got to do is take a needle with a thread, stick it through a fabric, and then stick it out again, and then you violated the isur d'oraisa of tofer. Unless you say, I don't sew and this has no relevance to me, well, there are very relevant cases of tofer that we have nowadays that the poskim have decided are relevant to tofer. Something like using a zipper on Shabbos, zipping up your coat, or velcroing your coat, or anything like that. That poskim do say that you can run into an issue of tofer, which the reason is because any sort of connecting 2 fabrics, right? When you zip up a coat, you're connecting 2 fabrics. That could be an issue. Nowadays, the poskim are very makel with these things. Zippers and velcro and things like that, you should not be concerned about. But any kind of connecting of a fabric, you can run into an issue. So whether or not you're violating it when it comes to these other cases of zippers and velcros, you probably are not. Actually, you definitely are not, but important to think about, because any sort of connecting can fall into this category. And then finally, for this 13 melachos of making the curtains, hakoroya almanasas por shtei tefiros. So once they would have a hole in one of the curtains, sometimes the hole's in the worst place, so they would have to actually rip the curtain further in order to sew it up a little bit better, so to make it not look like some kind of a bad sewing job. So any time a person would take a cloth and sort of rip it so that they can then fix it again, that would be an issue. Again, that doesn't necessarily apply to us. This particular melacha does not apply to most instances of ripping nowadays. When I'm ripping nowadays, I'm usually doing it because I want to actually use the fabric that I ripped off, not because I want to then sew it up. So again, this may not be as relevant to us nowadays, but that concludes the 13 melachos of making a cloth. So we've done the first 11, which we call the sidur depas, which is to prepare bread in the Mishkan. Then we've done the next 13, which is preparing a cloth on the Shabbat, preparing a cloth on the Mishkan, and we saw the relevance a lot of these malachos. And then finally, we'll do the final, what are you up to? We'll do the final 15 malachos, God willing, over the next couple of days, but we'll stop right here for now.